Happy holidays, happy everybody. Holidays.
I know somebody's about to jump out of this.
Yeah.
I know that's what it is.
Yeah.
Hasbullah?
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Bergie.
No, that's the other kid.
No, Hasbullah's like, I honestly, I don't know what he, I can't like do an impression of him. Do you like Hasbullah?
Hasbullah, yeah.
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 Oh, what am I saying wrong?
I mean,
Hasbullah?
Yeah. How could I?
Like, if
him?
He came out of here right now, I'd be so, so fired up.
Yeah. Or maybe it's just a big ASMR board.
Oops, sorry. I mean, we're supposed to be opening it eventually, so.
Can we open it?
What do you think it is?
Someone's in here, dude.
I know. I feel like there's.
Someone is in there.
Definitely in here.
Yeah, I fucking hate this. It's Jake Paul in there. I know it. Now, if I were to start kicking this, would that be a problem?
For fuck's sake! Holy shit! Fuck!
Going goblin mode, I see.
Hey, fuck off. That's our plaque. That scared the shit. Even though we called it like literally 3 seconds before it happened, that still got me so hard. Slow mo that, please. I was like this.
I think my foot jumped just a little. You know, the image I have in my head of that. Just the. God damn, dude. Oh my God.
Whoever that was, they came out at the right time,
the
too.
The Grinch left their phone.
It's also funny that whoever that was, they were clearly scared.
Yes.
Too.
Yes.
You were like, what happens if I start kicking this?
Like, no.
Surprise, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Damn, dude.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Holy fuck.
What's up, guys? This is the TMT Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website, TMTFans.tv. Sign up for a membership now at TMTFans.tv. And if not, then enjoy this one.
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
Get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucers.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
Well, I got you something.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's the surfboard again.
No. Wait, hold up. We got more gifts, though.
Yeah, I got you something, too.
Yeah? Oh, hold on. Let's get the...
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We got a lot of gifts here.
What the hell is this? You want to go first?
Gifts from each other. Do you want to do those first or last?
Last. Let's do those last. Oh, so who are the rest of these from?
They say them on the packages.
Okay, let's do it.
I'll go first. To Noel from Zach. Huh.
To Cody from Zach. Should we open these at the same time? I feel like they might be similar.
I have a feeling it's like, I'm with stupid or something like that.
I can't get a grip on this. There we go. I got it.
What is this now?
What is this?
Cool, dude.
You get
Yeah, you go first. You no, don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it.
What did I get?
Don't say it.
What is this?
Yeah, if you can't see right now, Cody's holding up.
It's a golf blanket.
It's got to be the lamest gift I've ever seen.
thank you, Zach. This is going right to Goodwill. It's actually kind of sick.
Zach's gift to me is pretty interesting. I guess, yeah, he's giving me the best way for him to take a little piece of me home with him. It's a book that says Cooking with Semen.
How is that real?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a great gift.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, there's nothing inside.
Oh, there's nothing inside? It's fake?
Yeah.
Damn.
It says
I kind of thought it would have been real. Like, somebody had to have made something like this, right? And if so, we should find it.
Okay, and then he got me a little...
Oh, that's sick.
That's weird. You got a picture of me on an apron. Interesting, Zach.
By the way, I like this blanket. I like that it's kind of like snarky.
Yeah.
It says okayest golfer on it.
Oh, wait, guys, how could I forget the penis-shaped...
charcuterie board?
Charcuterie board. Well, that's Zach's paycheck right there. He couldn't afford the rest of that right ball. Oh, he has one ball. Oh, so it's Zach's penis.
Oh.
This has 1.5 balls, though, Zach.
That's good.
Yeah. No, this is a great gift, dude. I'll get right away on making you that cake. All right. Next... who's this?
It takes a lot of balls to golf the way I do. Not in your case. Sorry, Zach. Thank you, Zach. Appreciate it. Love you. Is that for me?
Yeah.
Okay, to Chody.
Every time Zach plays golf, I wonder if that's like a visualization of his cancer. Just sending one away.
Jesus.
All right.
That was good. It's just saying cancer explicitly makes it feel a little heavier, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he feels a lot lighter now.
To Chody from another snowman. Oh, good. A fellow snowman. Snowman.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cold.
What? No, well.
The guy with the carrot nose?
Yes, sure. Yeah. That's what it means.
Another man with rocks for teeth?
Sure.
Yeah.
Who's the... I don't know who it is.
What?
Who's the fellow snowman?
Oh, I don't know, but I think it's a cocaine reference.
No.
Isn't it?
No. What the fuck?
Sorry, I can't. I have plans with my cat. Who is it? Who got me this?
I have no clue.
I'm wearing the shit out of this shirt, though. Know that.
All right.
This goes crazy.
Yeah, that is pretty bad.
Who got me that?
Sorry, guys. I'm a little joked out. I'm tired from our fucking wicked holiday party last night. Speaking of hitting balls.
Yeah, seriously. We dinged some schmeeters.
Yeah, dude. Tuna well.
We had some pissers.
Yeah.
You were hitting some pissers.
Yeah. They were slight.
Yeah.
You know?
So was Ryan.
This one's from Waleed. Oh my God, it's anthrax. No, just kidding. That was a race joke. Now everyone gets it. Those people don't do that. What the fuck is this, dude? Is this a gag ball? Oh, it's... He wants me to train for my YouTube boxing event. You got to punch this thing.
Yeah, nice, dude. Love it.
Yeah, I would open more gifts, but... Sorry. I got some plans.
What the fuck is that?
That's what it's for. It's a nut trainer.
You're supposed to. That's what you're supposed to get it to. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just it's a stroke trainer. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, oh, oh.
Okay, right, now thanks, I'm going to open one.
Waleed got me a stroke trainer.
It's to Cody.
I thought you were going to sit on it.
Love the trail, guys.
If you're listening, by the way, Waleed got me like a ball attached to a string that goes around your head. And you slam the ball on your nuts. What is this now?
Oh, holy shit, they got me one of the Trump NFTs.
No, they didn't, dude. Did they actually?
Well, it's a fake one, I think.
Oh, God.
Well, no, it's a real life one.
Right. Only you can print that out now.
Exactly.
That's cool.
This isn't a fake NFT. Or is it? You know what I'm saying?
No, it's real. It's certified.
No, but yeah. Look at that. And these are going for like a pretty penny.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
All right, what else?
Very real, one of a kind Trump NFT. Wow.
All right, these are from Brooke and Connor.
Okay.
Okay. All right, we're going in here. Oh, nice, dude. Get your own. Do you put this in your ass? What do you do with this?
It's one of the fidget toys, but it's a lobster. That's
right.
Clever.
That is cute.
That is really clever.
Why do
clever.
I...
And Noel just ripped his nap. Anytime I get my hands on anything lobster themed. I'm surprised you did that. Was that easy?
You see, this is the part where Cody's brain took over. He had to scatter it into 100 pieces. Damn, that was fucked. I mean, that was fun. Thanks.
Is that it?
No, there's more.
Yeah. Damn, thank you, Brooke and Connor. Sorry that we just killed.
There's something about this piece that's really captivating to me. All right.
Because I want to light it on fire.
Yeah. Here's one from Waleed to you.
Okay, thank you.
There's going to be a lot of cleanup. Christmas is stupid.
Christmas is what?
Christmas is stupid. What the hell is that?
The ultimate ball holder.
You just put your nuts in it?
I guess so.
For what reason?
Oh, it's for golf balls.
Oh. You're just supposed to rest your sack in
there. Is this a joke? It looks like it's a holder for your sack.
Pull it out. Let the people see. Not your sack, but don't do a Ludwig.
Like, it looks like a scrotum.
Yeah, 100%.
But it's a ball holder.
Let me see.
For your golf balls. Yeah, try.
Nah, I think. You know, you put this on, and then you put on the stroke trainer.
Yeah. This is awesome. I'm definitely going to hang this on my bag.
This is to both of us.
Okay.
It's from the Trill Boys. Feels heavy. Fragile. Please make unboxing video. Complaint will be processed. Huh.
Can I see the box?
Yeah. You just going to unbox it real quick?
Please make unboxing video. Complaint will be processed. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to make an unboxing video. What is up, guys? Today we are unboxing this package from Chanen Thuong.
Okay.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
What is it?
Commemorative 9/11 blocks. Oh, they're candles. You can light them both on fire.
And they're like...
They're in the shape of the tower.
Oh, my God.
Do we have a lighter? That's what I like.
Never forget, I guess.
I don't know if you can even show them.
Can I see?
Oh, what? Yes.
What the fuck is happening?
Shit. Shut the fuck up, dude. It's me now. Damn. It's something really good about that song.
That was... That was so good, you guys. I actually have a gift. These are so fucked up.
These are extremely fucked up. That's why we should light them.
But you know what's funny is that they don't actually burn down.
Yeah, they just burn at the top.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need the airplane to take them down.
No.
All right, we got a couple more. Damn, that was crazy.
That? Did you like that?
Yeah, I did.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah, I loved that.
Well, we get it back me in over here? The weekend. It was just like, I'm going to have carolers come.
Right. I love that.
Great.
All right, this is
let's
me.
Just get them in here every 10 minutes and let's do a different one.
Oh, wait. You're not the only one with a Trump NFT.
What?
Wow.
Oh.
I got the boxing one.
Yours is so much cooler. Damn. Yeah, I thought I was special.
Nah, dude.
Oh, wait. Is this actually what they look like? That's crazy.
Guys, we have a gift from Candace. Candace, you sly devil. What have you put together for us?
Okay.
Show the people.
This is a candle from the Candle Daddy, and the scent is both of these nuts.
Thank you, Candace.
Well, Zach definitely didn't send this one.
Yeah, nice, nice. Actually?
No, it smells fine.
Let me smell.
Right?
Damn.
Ew, dude. You're way too into that. Really, it smells like this ball holder.
Yeah. For some reason, I want to light on fire and then pour the wax into that
same
ball holder.
Scent.
Okay, it smells like duck butter. Okay, this is for me. This is from Santa. Everything's for me, dude. Damn.
What the fuck? What the fuck is this bullshit? I'm too busy, anyways.
Too busy with my cat. Oh, is this waste call? What the fuck is this? Deer pong.
What?
Oh, it's
what
beer
it?
Pong, but you just hit a deer.
Why was that only to him? That's the coolest fucking gift thus far.
This is definitely for both of us. It was a mistake, I think.
We gotta play that, dude.
No, what's dope is you hang it on the wall. And the fucking antlers hold
the
cup.
That is so sick.
Uh-oh. Cody's frat boy is about to go insane for this.
So sick.
Can we finish the podcast? This is for me? All
right, these are the last two, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Really? There's no more for me back there?
One more for you.
Oh, okay. All
right, this one is for me from Cody. And Lord knows this will be something.
Wait, that's for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lord knows this will be some bullshit.
No, it's not. It's...
Hey!
Fire, right?
It looks like a racing suit. And I see my name on it, but I know this is going to be something brutal.
Let's see. Oh yeah, that's on there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Double stitched.
Now, how are you gonna feel when I take this out to the track immediately? When you see me on the fucking pavement tomorrow,
dude, FaceTime me, dude. I'll be on the water. On the board,
dude. This suit is insane. Who made this?
It's sick, right?
This is badass.
Yeah. Yeah, this shit is hard as hell.
I might just wear this.
Yeah. I was like, it has to be a good one.
With the face.
With the face. Like, you got me a real board.
Yeah.
So I had to get you a real
suit.
This is
sick, dude. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
I got you a little something.
Did you?
Yeah. Can we get that thing in here? I'm about to. Let me get that thing in here. You know, I know you like your treats.
Wait, I just saw that over there. I was like, what the fuck is that?
So I got you a snow cone maker.
Dude, hell yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, don't break it. But,
thank you, man.
Yeah. You know, we've been making a lot of snow jokes, so.
Ah. Yeah. Okay, I see. Nice.
You will need some snow for it, though. And I got you. I got you right here.
Are you good? Is that real?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Oh! Whoa!
I don't know, dude. Let's run.
I'm not gonna snort it. I'm just gonna smell it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is that? Xylitol or whatever?
That's pure. That's pure.
It's cocaine is what it is.
Yeah. You know, let me just get a little.
So funny. Every week we're like, we got to do something about getting demonetized every single week.
Yeah.
And then, like, and then we do this.
That's inositol. It's fake.
Inositol. That's what it is.
But my nose feels funny now. Yeah. My nose is tall. Kind of an ironic thing that fake cocaine has nose in it.
Seriously, yeah. Dude, totally, man. I've never thought about it that way.
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude.
So, dude, I think, like, we should start a company.
Yeah, for inositol.
Yeah.
Not enough people know about it.
Yeah, for sure. Also, there's a massive deer problem in, like, all of America.
Yeah.
And no one's killing them.
Yeah. You ever play deer pong?
No.
Oh, dude, let's play around.
I needed to get... I feel bad now. I didn't get a real gift. That's a real gift.
This is a real gift.
Yeah, I mean, you can actually take that home and use it.
Yeah.
My nose actually feels weird now.
Have you ever snorted that stuff before?
Not a nose at all, yeah.
Okay. What does it feel like?
It would be really cool if my first time doing cocaine was on camera.
It's powdered Tylenol, actually. You just did way too much Tylenol.
My head feels really good, though.
Yeah.
Let me open up this deer palm.
This is the best Christmas ever. We got a bunch of good shit.
Yeah, when all
didn't
of you
semen cookbook, my new favorite shirt,
cocaine,
a stroke trainer, lobsters that we were able to rip in half.
Yeah,
guilt free.
Yep. Yeah, guilt free lobster ripping.
Yeah,
we found a way.
Yeah, I think that could be one of my favorite gifts right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where did this thing come from?
Yeah.
I want to just fucking. Mm. Oh.
Oh, I just tasted more of it.
And?
Tastes bad.
My throat's numb.
Yeah.
Oh, we. Okay, come on in. Come on in.
Oh, my God.
Red nose reindeer.
All of the other reindeer. Whoa.
Used to laugh and call him names.
Oh no.
They never let poor Cody join in any reindeer games.
The games.
Then one foggy
Christmas Eve.
Yep.
Santa came to say.
What did he Ooh. Say?
Cody, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And all the reindeer laughed him.
Loved him.
And they shouted out with glee.
Yippee!
Cody, the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Hey! Is that because red nose? Because of the.
Yeah, it always comes back to
it
Coke.
It just never ends, does it?
It always comes back to Coke with you.
Never ends. What is that? Oh, that's the game.
This is the, yeah, it's okay. The deer pong. Silent keys. Holy keys. I don't even know any Christmas songs. On the first day of Christmas, Cody gave to me a bright something something gold key.
Nice, okay.
On this,
what about
two
there
lines of code, three
these lines to snort?
Yeah,
there you go. Remix. How'd you like the beatboxing?
It was fine. I actually didn't mind
know,
it this
you have
time.
like a repulsion towards
generally
beatboxing.
I have repulsion to beatboxing.
Yeah,
but no, it was fine this time.
They're really good.
Yeah. Extremely talented. My nose does not feel good. It like burns.
What else we got?
What else do we need?
What? Well, I saw some shit about new Christmas game.
New Christmas. That's just the one where you suck.
Is this for the thing? Is that what it is?
No.
We're gonna get copyrighted for this. We can just not include the music. Yeah.
Oh. Ow.
You good?
I'm worried about Noel.
No, I'm good.
No, it's fine. This is what they use in like movies and shit.
Yeah, no, totally good.
Unless you fucked up and got the wrong chemical.
Luke swapped.
Yeah. Does oh you, wait? You said Inositol?
Inositol.
Oh,
we got crack cocaine,
heroin.
Yeah, I thought you said black tar heroin. That's one of those peanut butter cups right there. Those are what?
This is my personal stash. But I'll let you have.
Yeah,
one.
Please. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's the type of diabetic I am. I brought my own little chocolates to work.
You brought these from home?
Yeah.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Because we got chocolates here.
No, mine are better.
Okay.
Yeah, the chocolates from two Halloweens ago.
That's true. We do have two-year-old Tootsie Rolls. Just a barrel of them over there.
But to be fair, I think Tootsie Rolls is like one of the only viable things in a Armageddon.
That's true.
You know, yeah.
What are they even made of?
People always go on about like a McDonald's hamburger, 2 years in a jar, still the same.
Yeah.
Dude. I think we're still eating Tootsie Rolls from 1960. I think they stopped printing them after the fucking Second War.
Because they're not food. They're just plastic.
Yeah, it's just fucking Spitfire airplane engine glue with chocolate flavorings.
That's, they're the sole. Yeah, they're the sole. That's what microplastics are. They're all from Tootsie Rolls and from people eating them.
After the war, we didn't quite know what to do with all this airplane glue, so we turned it into candy. First, we fed it to our wives, and it worked for a while, but then they kept living. So then we thought, well...
Then the hysteria came back.
That's when we decided to redesign the laundry machine.
You got any holiday plans?
I think I'm going to head over to Gabon. Nah, we're doing jack shit.
Nice.
We're just staying home. What That's are you good. Doing?
I'm flying back to Canada tomorrow.
Give us the address.
just one Canada lane. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to chill. I'm not bringing shit.
No work.
No camera, no microphone, nothing.
That's good, dude.
I'm going to bring a book.
Well, why?
And my computer.
You don't have to do with those.
Huh?
You don't know how to read.
To snort coke off.
Oh, right. My bad. Yeah, I mean, I can't read either. Dude, I can't find the... I'm really hell-bent on finishing this.
Yes, I know you are.
All right. The other antler? Isn't that it? No. Here. Were there more pieces?
Oh, here it is.
Oh, okay, right.
Ow, that just meat slapped me. Do you hear that?
Yeah. <dude.
laughs> That sound it just made.
Holy shit.
What is this actually for? You put this on your head and you're supposed to punch it?
I think you're supposed to punch it. Yeah, this episode on audio is atrocious, man. I think you need a glove, dude.
Ow.
You punch it knowing it's coming back at you.
I got it twice that
time. Yeah. Oh. Ow. If you had gloves, it'd be easier. More surface area. Yeah, I'm not an amateur. Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. Famous last words, dude. Oh shit, it came off. It came off.
I just broke the stroke trainer.
Dude, that fully could have came off and just hit the center camera. That would have been so funny.
I know.
That would have been so funny.
Yeah, sorry for everybody listening. This isn't the most ideal episode for you. I get it. But you should maybe switch over to YouTube.
Yeah, maybe you should.
We're having some fun.
Yeah, big fun. Dude, we lost our fucking antlers. Mom!
It's in pieces. There's nothing behind.
Worm. Oh, I see. Never mind. I'm wrong. I mean, we are missing one piece, but it's fine. All right, let me. This beer pong is whack. Come on, dude. I thought we were really working with full size cups. Got this fucking.
Are the ping pong balls the same as normal
fucking
ones?
Amateur hour over here. Yeah, dude.
Are they regulation?
No, these are not regulation. On God. Yeah, and then you're supposed to hang this shit on the wall.
Pass me a ball. Not quite.
Yeah, you're not very good at this game.
The ball. Now. Hello? God damn it. Wasn't even close.
Yeah, I don't think you play this game very much.
You didn't even hit it.
Anyways, weren't we going to, like, I don't know, like, kill a deer on camera or something for this episode, but we just didn't have the budget.
Well, we were going to, yeah, we were going to, like.
No.
What?
We shouldn't tell him.
Tell what?
He wants to do it, so he doesn't want you to ruin it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm saying we could do, you know, we could.
Yeah.
There is a full deer over there.
There is a full deer over there.
Just standing there. We could do some shit to that.
Hold on. I wrote something down. Hold on. Okay. I really feel we didn't get to go over this, and I feel everyone got too serious about Liver King. Can we just pull up his apology and hear the first line where he says, I fucked up?
Why?
It's just funny.
Okay. All right. I like this. It's crazy he like went on an apology tour.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I wonder if he's just going to keep going. Like, just keep
being Liver King?
Yeah.
Probably,
right?
Yeah, Steroid King. I think sometimes there's a weird effect when you double down.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's a weird thing where when you double down, some people just buy into it just because.
Yeah.
I don't know. But press play.
Primals, I'm making this video to apologize. Because I fucked up.
That's all I wanted to hear last week. That's the way he said
it. That should be in a fucking song, dude. That should be it.
To apologize. Because I fucked up.
Because I fucked up. Because I fucked up. Fucked up. Fucked up. Fucked up. Fuck. Because I fucked up. I've been watching. It's so funny.
Because I'm embarrassed and ashamed. Because I lied.
Anyway. What? You've been watching what?
Just like how, that's how my brain is thinking right now, because I've been watching like a ton of tutorials on how to make house music.
Yeah.
So this is like, I just think in like drops now.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, it's good. It's really healthy. Just framing things, you know, throughout my day as how could I make that a draw?
Oh, this would be a sick draw.
Yeah, it's sick.
The King of England has just died. A second Tesla has hit the second tower. That's not my joke. Someone else tweeted that from the fake Tesla account. Oh,
man, it's kind of funny how like Elon is just...
Elon got his feelings hurt.
Which?
He got his feelings
hurt.
Yeah,
I mean, dude.
Do you guys
want me to
step
down? Twitter
is like
a dumpster fire right now.
Do you want me to step down?
I said yes on that.
Yeah, I did too because it's funny.
Yeah, I know, me too. I was like, I gotta vote yes for this just to see what happens.
Oh.
You guys really want me to?
Yeah. Get the fuck out.
17 million votes.
Damn, bro.
And it was a 57% yes.
Hey, he bombed at that Chappelle show. He just can't get it out of his head.
Yeah, I didn't watch that.
Hey, man.
But did you watch it?
I watched a clip of it. Just people going, boo!
Can you pull it up?
He bombed in the hardest way, dude. He ripped the Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
He should have tried to open mic or something first.
Yeah. And was Chappelle like trying to protect him or something?
I didn't watch the full clips. I don't know the full context. I just got little snippets of just people being fucking angry and him being on stage going,
oh.
I'm going to do that.
Damn.
The richest man in the world. Weren't expecting this, were you?
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it?
There's more. There's like a really long one I watched the snippet of. Damn. What a dystopian thing. This is a hyper financially successful comedian joking to a billionaire about how some people you laid off are out there.
Yeah.
And it's like, haha, wait. No, wait.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I wasn't trying to take this any deeper than it's funny that people booed the shit out of him.
Yeah, I mean, it's yeah. I don't know. People were like hating on Chappelle because they're like, why would he even do that? Why would he bring him out?
Bring out Elon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a part of me that thinks it's really funny to put a guy like Elon in front of people that aren't his crowd.
Yeah. Oh, just to make him feel uncomfortable?
Just to see what would happen.
Yeah.
I think in that respect... it was funny, but yeah, I don't know. I just more so like to think this is Elon's version of trying to get back on stage.
Yeah.
It's like...
After, remember the one we watched? Tesla, like whatever?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The,
whatever that convention is?
Yeah.
He killed.
Yeah, he crushed.
Yeah.
That was a good set.
Yeah.
Good set for him. Went out there again and ate shit, so now he's on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, do you guys like me? Please.
And they don't.
Yeah, they don't.
It's just funny, like everything he's doing with Twitter. It's like the whole time when he was taking over is like free speech and like, you know, and then now he's just like policies are going into place and then being taken away the same day.
Yeah.
And he's banning journalists and
yeah.
It's just crazy. It's like I've never seen this amount of like he's just I don't know, it's just like wasn't meant to be, you know?
It's so crazy for a CEO of a company to walk in and be like, do you guys like me?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I just feel like so many people warned him. They're like, this is going to suck ass, dude.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Don't do this. He's like, no, I can make this right.
Yeah.
And then 3 weeks in, he's like, I can't do it.
What will be the fastest in and out? Possibly.
Yeah.
Has a CEO bombed this hard before?
I mean, I don't know, but like from the looks of it, from the outside, it looks like it's just tanking.
Yeah.
Like he's even tweeted like it's spiraling to bankruptcy and all this crazy shit. Like, did you see Lex Friedman?
Mm.
You know Lex Friedman, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He replied to Elon and was like, why don't you let me run Twitter for a little bit?
Sorry.
What?
I was just joking.
What did you say?
Not, you're like, you know Lex? Yeah, that's my guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Text him all the time. Yeah, we chat.
No, he's like, you know his, like, I don't know if it's a character or what, but he's all about, like,
you know, like hearing people out and like
yeah.
and kindness and love, which I guess I appreciate, but I do. It just seems like sometimes he's a little naive too.
Sure.
And he's like replies to Elon. He's like, "Why don't you let me run Twitter?" And Elon's like, "I mean, yeah, this is it right here.
You must like pain a lot. One catch. You have to invest your life savings in Twitter, and it has been in the fast lane
to bankruptcy since May. Still want the job?" He goes, "Yes, we'll turn it around." No, you won't, dude. No, you won't.
I like how Elon is trying to garner some like sympathy there or something.
What do you mean?
You know, you have to like a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And you need your life savings in it, okay, for it to be fair.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
We didn't tell you to put fucking $80 billion in the fucking, you know, the Bird app. We didn't tell you to do that shit, dude.
The only thing funnier is someone to voluntarily follow up and be like, "I'll do this
yeah,
now."
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
After watching the train wreck of the past 4 weeks, I'll Man. Do it.
What if
I like Lex. I think this is just funny.
Yeah, what if...
Yes, we will turn it around.
Yeah.
Dude, the odds are stacked against you. Let me just tell you that.
But what if Twitter becomes, you know, and sorry to frame everything this way, but it's corny, but what if this becomes like, the you know, the Apollo of tech?
Yeah.
Like, you know, what if CEO after CEO just gets up in front of Twitter? They're like, "I'll fix it." And they're all just going like that. Everyone's like, "Oh, eat the rich, this and that." It's not policy. It's not anything. It's just Twitter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They all are vying to be the one
yeah.
to crush it.
Yeah.
And they all go broke. And that's how they all bleed out yeah. financially. It's just like, "I'll put my $50 billion up." And then they're like, "Holy fuck. I ate shit so hard."
And the person that comes out on top is Drill.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? He yeah. somehow wins
yeah.
it all.
Yeah. That's what Twitter should be. It should just be, you know, the rich version of 15 minutes at the Apollo.
Yeah.
And see see if you can, and you get to keep all the previous money.
Yeah.
So like Elon's money gets all sucked out, and then if you win, you get to have all the previous billionaire's money.
Yeah, that's sick.
I wonder who's going to come in after him and try to fix it.
Lex.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I guess.
We should apply. Oh, here we go. Yeah, do a dude. Song about Elon.
Did that guy just show you his balls? That was crazy. I can't believe.
He just went.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, Cody's snowing now and blowing. Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's the Cody Noel. That's the Cody Noel. That's the Cody Noel.
Hey. Thank you.
Woo!
Yeah, Cody. Cody's snowing and blowing.
It's like a Moment House show.
It does.
Doesn't it? It's the same shit that would
yeah,
happen.
In a good way.
In a good way, yeah.
Damn.
That's are they making these up? Are they writing these or yeah?
I don't want to hurt my back.
Where did... Here we go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The deer is down. The moose is down. Yeah, yeah, let's put him back up.
Yeah, you know, just walk it off, buddy.
Yeah, walk it off.
Walk it off like you normally
do. We're 8 years old. If you're just listening,
I
don't even know how to.
No, nothing. Nothing happened.
We were just showing some love to our little reindeer.
Yeah. Just a... We don't
no,
condone
we don't. We
animal
don't.
Violence.
It's fucking all, like, half my DMs now is moose videos.
Yeah, I don't watch them, but yeah.
I watch some of them.
Yeah.
I
no, I'm lying.
You one.
I'm lying.
Did I send you one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I sent
watched
you one
that
yesterday
one.
And you were like
100%.
Yeah, yeah. Should we
lost the shoes. Yeah, let's see it.
Okay, let's play it.
This one's fine. He just, you know, just a little shoulder roll.
He's fine. He walks it off.
Just a little boxing match with a car. It's okay.
What did I send you on Instagram?
Yeah. It was going viral.
Yeah.
Someone sent me that. They're like, I think this is the type of thing you'd be into. I'd be like, hey, hey, hey.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey.
Entirely moose videos. No, I think I sent it to you. The last video I sent you was a Chet Hanks video.
This one, but this ain't it.
No, this is not it.
This thing is huge, bro.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hit that, man. That's fucked up. But if someone else hit it, I would chuckle.
Oh, yeah, here.
Bro. That thing is huge, dude. And to think he's just tripping balls. He just ate some mushrooms and he's just bugging out on the center divider.
Yeah, exactly. Here, there you go, Luke. Just send it to the group.
This is all that moose hears right now. Instagram, so shitty. This content is mark sensitive. See why. Yo, he lost his shoes. Run it again.
Wait, what was he?
Look at all of his
are
shoes
those
come
his
off.
Are those his hooves?
No, dude. Your hooves can't get knocked
What
off.
Are those, then?
They're his shoes.
Why is he wearing shoes?
Moose wears shoes.
Moose shoes?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's
Who
a normal thing.
Who puts the thing. Shoes on?
They do.
How?
They just wear shoes.
So you're telling me those aren't his hooves?
No.
No, that's like dirt. That's what it is. It's like snow. It's
no,
like hard
it's
packed
shoes,
in snow.
Dude. Look. Nike Monarch. Black.
Yeah.
Four of
the
them.
The ones that Zach wears.
Those shoes are disgusting.
I know. He was rocking those last night.
I almost threw him off the top story of Topgolf.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if you're going to have legs, don't disgrace them.
So funny. I was like talking to Waleed. I was like, all the pictures you post, like, right before you guys record the pod, like, Zach's dressing a lot better. Is it you? And he's like, yes, I have been dressing him every single episode.
Yeah.
I've stopped dressing myself because I, like, don't have time anymore, and I keep giving him clothes.
Yeah.
And then last night was the first night he was, like, out, you know, that he dressed himself again, and he was back in those fucking shitty-ass shoes. Those things are horrible.
I was texting him the other day, and I said, what is your address?
You can probably stop playing this video in the background.
No, it's just so hypnotizing. He keeps like drawing us back. Guys, we don't condone animal violence.
Yeah, we don't.
Yeah. 50 minutes into the episode, we don't condone animal violence.
And we don't do cocaine either.
Yeah. Well,
we don't.
Yeah, we believe you.
We don't.
We believe you.
It's gone too far. What were you saying?
No, that's Molly.
Yeah, yeah.
I was texting him and I was like, what is your address? I will send you shoes. I will buy you shoes to never wear those shoes again. And he said, it's fine. And I just hate that he's defending them so hard, but I don't think we're ever going to get him out of those shoes.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
It's a wrap.
Yep.
It's crazy.
They don't even look comfortable.
I know. Everything about them looks bad. They don't look good. They don't look like they feel good.
Yeah.
This is all terrible. Hey, you know, dude, can I need to provide two StarCraft Chronicles.
Okay.
Okay. One guy.
Okay.
We got in a convo about steroids.
Okay.
And I didn't think anyone our age still played like that. And so based on my username, he like made a joke and then I joked about being on roids. And he said, aren't we all? And then the game just got away from us both because we were just talking about TRT.
Okay.
And then we kind of played, and then, like, he won because I was just more distracted typing. And we just ended up talking about TRT for a while, and then he just left. So, like, he gave me the win.
Okay.
And
what was he saying?
He's like, I'm on a low dose now. You know, I'm on a moderate level. I used to be higher, but my wife, this is the most, he goes, my wife said I was too irritable, but little did she know she was the reason, LOL.
Wait, this is all via chat?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
And I was just sort of like, all right.
Okay.
What do you want me to do with that?
Yeah, seriously.
And then he just goes on about, you know, my dick feels like it's 18 again.
Ew.
It's like, all right.
That's sick, man.
Yeah. I think I just said for sure. What the hell do you want me to do with that, right?
Yeah, seriously. Okay. What do you want me to say to that?
Yeah. And so he just...
Love that, lol.
Yeah, and then he...
What?
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome, dude. Can I see?
Yeah, yeah.
And then he basically just ended it saying, yeah, get on it, and then just left the game.
Maybe it was Derek.
Yeah, it's probably Derek. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you do the blood test?
Not yet. Have you?
I've done it. Yeah.
No, I need to follow up. Okay, and then the moose took a little piece of me.
There you go.
First blood.
Yeah.
First blood.
And, it's only fair.
Yeah, and then this other kid, and I call him a kid because it was so funny that these games were back to back. It was just a stark reaction. When someone does kind of like a cheap move, it's referred to as like cheese. Like, you're cheesing.
Okay.
And so I typed LOL. I'm like, man, all you guys do is this type of build, which is like very, very cheesy. And I just left the game. And then he responds to me and he goes, and all you do is lose like a bitch. He's like, cry more. And then he calls me the R word. And I laughed. I'm like, damn, dude, this game is so old. I don't think there's any teenagers on here. And they're either that is just a man child. That's a full on 16 year old just raging at me. Cry more, you fucking. I was like, wow.
You kind of got owned there a little bit.
I did, but I was just laughing like, damn, gaming is still alive.
Yeah, seriously.
In StarCraft. I thought it was like a dead game.
Yeah.
But that spectrum of conversation, I'm like, oh, this game is, it's thriving.
So why did you leave? Because he was
Going to win. Yeah, he cheesed me, and I was just okay. Like, ugh.
Couldn't let him win, huh?
Not really.
Yeah.
That's lame.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just like this. It was like
did people do that to you though when you're about to win?
No, because I don't play like that. I don't cheese people.
I see.
Yeah, it's corny.
I see.
And even when I win, I keep it up, dude. The forced internet positivity. Man.
I love that. Like,
and they reciprocate.
I love that.
Now it's getting more evolved. You know.
Yeah.
And when guys beat me, I compliment them. I'm like, hey man, that was a great build. I'm like, this fucking unit, that shit does damage. Like, yeah, dude, your build was solid, dude. Like, you had me like playing like, you know. It's very like dad.
Yeah. And your dick is like fucking 18 years old again.
18 years old again, dude. That thing's pumping, dude. I can see it from here.
Your dick must be hard as a rock, dog.
You know what I'm going to do? Yeah, I'm going to start with the positivity.
Yeah.
And see if I can just take it into flirting. Yeah. See if I get them to flirt back.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, that build was sick. Thanks, man. Yeah, I've been working on it. Yeah, I bet you're fucking hung. Whoa.
I thought it was going to be a little bit more subtle.
No, no.
The way you
just,
get into
just
that
hard.
A Just like the build is sick, man. Really strong for a guy like you.
Yeah.
It makes sense that you do strong builds.
Yeah. I can tell
LOL.
You.
LOL.
I can tell you're good.
Yeah, I can tell your dick is fucking huge, dog. Yeah.
I mean, he reads
like,
that.
Oh!
No, he reads that. He's like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or I bet yours is, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Start blushing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bro, stop.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, dude. If I'm big,
no,
you're
dude.
Bigger.
Yeah, yeah. You're the one with the big dick, dude. Come on, dude.
I could tell. You just let
nah,
me win this time.
Mine's small. Yours is the one that's big.
I think one guy's so trying funny. To. I think one guy's trying to bone me.
Why?
Because I beat him, and I was like, hey, good game, man. I'm like, you did all right. He's like, thanks. He was frantically adding me and trying to add me to his friends list, and he's like whispering me. He's like, dude, your play style is like perfect.
This is all via chat.
It's chat.
Okay.
He's like, dude, your play style is perfect. Like, I feel like we should play together. And I'm like, ah, you're trying to fuck. You are trying to fuck. See, you got the internet positivity takes a turn sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sometimes you can be a little too positive.
I made that guy feel good.
Yeah.
I made him feel something.
Yeah, he's like, ah, oh, fuck, I want to play with this guy again. I don't know why, but I really want to play with him.
Just let me game with you, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I promise it's not weird. It's just you made me feel kind of cool.
I want a one-on-one with you.
Yeah.
I want a one-on-one with you.
Something about your play style.
Just I want it. Yeah, man. I'm getting too in it, though.
What?
It's not taking me long. I'm back at it.
You should stream it or something.
No. No, it's got to be for me.
No, stream yourself flirting with these dudes.
Yo, bro. That actually is a funny stream.
Yeah.
What is up, guys? We're on StarCraft today, and we are flirting.
We're trying to get... Yeah, as many dudes to add us as possible. Yeah. Trying to get as many compliments on our playstyle.
Every time they like try to engage me, I just like respond, I'm like, damn, smart. Yeah. Fuck, you got me breathing heavy over here, dude. Damn, dog, you got me worked up. Slow down. Just like, yo, what's going on? Why are you making it sexy?
That's a hot ass play, dude.
Yeah. Shit's got my heart pumping, bro. He's like, yo, let's rematch. They rematch. Like, fuck, I got butterflies right now.
I've never felt like this while playing this game before.
Yeah. I've never done this before, LOL.
Yeah, my first time, lol.
I've never done this before, LOL.
Go easy on me.
Yeah. Oh my God, you are clapping me. Oh my God, you are tearing my shit up.
Dude, you own me.
Do they just quit early because it's getting uncomfortable?
Stop.
Fuck, you're owning me, you're owning me, you're owning me, just over and over. Just turn it into cyber sex, dude. Fucking getting on and getting on and getting on and getting on. God, you're so deep inside. Oh, you're so deep inside. You're in my base. You're to the
God,
base.
The way
you're
you play this game is so fucking hot.
You're to my base?
Yeah. Because it's there's something like
they're like, they quit. They're like, dude, stop. Yeah. Like, why'd you quit, you R-word?
Yeah. You fucking lose like a bitch. Cry more.
They're like, oh, what the fuck?
What the fuck? Dude, rematch me. It's like, yeah, rematch me. Then as soon as you get back in the game.
I would love for you to rematch.
Yeah. No, you rematch. The first thing you say as soon as you get in, I bet you're going to fuck my shit so hard. I bet you're going to fucking punish me, dude.
It's kind of a funny technique is to go in and just be like super like, oh, I bet you're going to beat me so bad today. Lol. Yeah. Like super self-conscious.
Insecure.
Yeah, it's so insecure. Oh, man, I suck at this game, lol. You're probably going to beat me so bad, They're lol.
Like, am I?
No, seriously, I hate myself.
Yeah. It's just like every time I play, I feel like a piece of shit because like I'm so dumb, I cannot figure it out.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, dude,
and
come
then
on.
You beat them?
Yeah, you just destroy them.
Damn, lol, my first win ever, lol. Thanks. Yeah.
Fuck. Maybe I am pretty good. Damn, you lost to me. You're bad. You're like so bad.
I'm six. Lol.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy got me good. Yeah, yeah, dude. Yeah. That is such a good bit.
Yeah, that is really good.
I don't know. I'm six. This is my first game ever.
So
I just learned what colors are yesterday. I can count to three and four and five. Ah, damn, dude. I've had to stop myself a few times because I like care about being good, and then I have to say, dude, you're not going to beat these guys.
Yeah.
Some of them, they're just grinding the fucking ladder.
Yeah, I know.
It's fine.
I know. Can we get a song in here to ring this all in? Like one more song to end it all? Not end it all, but... Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, let's close it out on a cute Christmas carol.
They're like, they went home.
We only paid for four songs.
Yeah.
So if you want five.
What do you think it's going to be this time?
I don't know.
The only one I can think of is Little Drummer Boy.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Up in my bum.
Yeah.
Cody and Cody Noel.
Yep.
Cody Noel.
Thank you guys for listening to this episode.
Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun.
This is the same one as last time, isn't it?
Yeah, shut up. We didn't pay for the extra song. We didn't pay for the extra song. Yeah, keep going. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you guys for a beautiful year of listening.
Do you guys want some of this? Yes? Okay, well, after we'll do that. That's the Cody
Noel. Thank you guys for a wonderful year. We love you, and we'll see you in the new year, which is in like a week. So be safe. Take an Uber home. Don't drive drunk. And
happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
This
week on the Bone Zone.
Ew.
Hey,
no,
no. I didn't even want to know what that was. That was not fermented cum.
Yeah, it was.
No, I know what this is. This is a little fucking distraction.
Yeah.
You guys are distracting us from the fact that someone's in there. Ow! Ow!
I hope that fucking nutcracker just falls forward.
Yeah, that's a fucking hazard.
You guys should have rigged that thing up to blow some shit out.
Holy fucking shit!
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.